Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Part of what America's all about is going out there and getting rich. And, you know, if you make a good product, you make, provide a good service, God bless you, I want you to do well. That's, and then you can plow that money back into creating jobs and building your businesses. That's terrific. What I don't think makes sense is for us to borrow $700 billion to pay for that. And we don't have the money. I mean, everybody's already talking about our debt and our deficit. Why would we want to add to it?
All right. This is a pretty interesting reality. George Bush seems to be front and center this week, even though that wasn't George Bush. That was his. That was the fellow who followed him. Some people refer to him as an antecedent. At any rate, the president of the United States, Barack Obama, making his case for ending the Bush-era tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Boy, is this a specious argument, and we'll get into it. And this is about as polarizing an issue as you can find at the moment or whenever it comes up. Who pays the taxes and why and where the money goes and how it is that the economy booms when people who are responsible for the jobs have to pay more in taxes. I have a friend who's a developer. And the IRS has been auditing him, and for every $45,000 or $50,000 that they have found were errors, so they say, or things that had been problems, he's had to let one person go. So far, I think he's let four people go in the audit that's been going on for about a month. Is that what you want your government to be doing? Yeah, he needs to pay his taxes, but I guess it's an interpretation. He's been paying taxes for a long time. And there are many ways the individual IRS agents have any number of ways of assessing whether something is right or wrong in terms of deductions and all that. So you know as well as I do, the tax system is a ruse. It's only there, as are most of other government programs, to control you and what you do. It's all would be easily fixed if we eliminated the IRS and the payroll tax and put it all into a sales tax, not value added, whatever it is you want to call it. At the point of purchase, you pay 14-15% tax on everything except food, everything. Everybody does it. Underground economy goes away. It's so simple. It's so straightforward. It is stupid that we have not adopted this. And then we wouldn't have all of this nannering back and forth, this prattling between the Republicans and the Democrats about the Bush tax cut, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. As the politicians return to Congress for this scheduled lame duck session, focusing mostly on the expiring tax cuts, got to do something, otherwise everybody, you know, all that stuff goes up in smoke. The cuts will expire, and so we've got a couple of Senate Democrats floating the idea of extending the tax rates for a limited time, tying that mostly to an overhaul of the tax code. That's a good idea. Or passage of policies to address the budget deficit. Republicans say they have some interest in the ideas. They would be on guard against any measure like a fast-track procedure for passing a tax overhaul that might put them at a disadvantage in blocking future tax increases. So what do you think about all this discussion of taxes, taxation, President Bush, the tax cuts? If there was any reason to support George Bush from my point of view, it was because of the tax policy that was put forth during his administration. And now, as usual, this one side and the other side, and all they do is give each other an excuse to go to verbal war. The battles continue needlessly. So we'll debate this hour, or listen to, you and I may debate it somewhat. We start taking calls in a bit, but the Bush story, I don't know that we had too much discussion. I haven't heard in the memoirs, the discussion of the book, that there's been any discussion of tax policy. At least I haven't heard it yet. Maybe that's yet to come with some of the other interviews this week. Meanwhile, the president wants to make his case. The Republicans want to make their case. And on ABC, Christiane Amanpour speaks with Congressman Mike Pence and also David Stockman, who is the former budget director under Ronald Reagan. They disagree on the idea of extending these cuts.
And you've also heard some economists saying that perhaps right now extending and increasing taxes in this crisis right now immediately might not be the most wise thing.
So what do you say? The crisis will be with us for the next 5 to 10 years. We've had a debt spree for 30 years. The economy has been badly injured. It is sunk under the weight of $50 trillion of debt that we've created publicly and privately. The recovery is over. It was weak. It was tepid. What we have now is day-to-day 1% to 2% growth if we're lucky. And so, therefore, government has to focus on paying its bills and not micromanaging or stimulating
the
economy.
The way we're going to put our fiscal house in order is you have to cut spending now. Everything has to be on the table. I've been battling against runaway spending under both political parties throughout my 10 years in Congress. That's a given. But you can't balance the budget on 9.6% unemployment. You can't balance the budget on a struggling economy. The last thing we should do is allow a tax increase on job creators in this country to take effect in January, or as David suggests, a tax increase on every American. And let me take one point.
What will happen when Congress comes back in lame duck? What will happen with this tax battle?
David Stockman is, you know, he's a really famous guy and a thoughtful guy. I just disagree with him vehemently, and I frankly have for about 30 years. David believes that every tax increase equals a revenue increase, but that's not true. Anybody who is familiar with the historical data from the IRS knows that raising income tax rates will likely actually reduce federal revenue. So if we raise taxes, the American people are very likely going to, the top 1% are going to send less money to Washington, D.C., and that'll never get us out of this.
I just have to respectfully disagree. You will have some loss of revenue because some activity or transactions won't happen. But if you raise taxes on paper by $100 billion, maybe you'll get 90 or 85. But it's just common sense fact that when you raise the rates, you get more revenue. Normally, it's a bad thing to do. But we are in such dire shape that we have no choice but to accept the negative trade-off of some harm to the economy to start paying our bills. Otherwise, we're dependent on the Chinese. We're dependent on OPEC. We're dependent on a bunch of hedge fund guys to buy our debt. And this game is about over.
All right. So there are two dissenting points of view. A good debate brings us that. That's what the Talk Radio Countdown is all about. This is a review of one of the top hits from this week in talk radio, news talk radio, political talk radio, if you will, and the politics of the budget debate are very deep. And so you're going to hear a lot of passion in these arguments back and forth as we did there. We have more back and forth with both sides being represented. And then, of course, your calls, your thoughts, your comments will be welcome and encouraged here on the Countdown, 14 past the hour.
And now for the bonus round. Old wives have tails. What do old husbands have?
Oh, back pains.
Correct.
Yeah.
If a tree falls in the forest...
A souffle rises in the city.
Correct. What's the newest way Netflix delivers movies?
Oh, instantly through Wii.
Correct! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month.
See terms of use.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
Things you need to know about the discussion that is taking place now, has been taking place, strong feelings about the tax cut and what do we do to stimulate the economy. We don't have to be geniuses to know that whatever's going on hasn't warmed things up yet, although you do see things changing a bit. But still, the unemployment rate isn't going down, so people are getting back to business but not hiring. Part of the problem is what it costs to hire somebody, especially given the health care situation. People don't want to hire because they can't afford to pay the health care stuff. It's a back and forth, but government is always at the root of all evil, as many of you may have noticed. That's my spin on it. We'll get yours, 800-510-8255. Right now, the spin comes from MSNBC's Dylan Ratigan, who speaks here with Tim Noah, the editor of Slate Magazine. He focuses on this great divide between the rich and the poor and doesn't support extending the tax cuts.
Check this out. The implication right at your very own kitchen table. Between 1950 and 1980, the average annual income went up more than $13,000 in those 30 years. But in the 30 years since then, 80 to 2010, the average American now brings home just $303 more dollars per year than they did 30 years ago. And that's all in $08. Meanwhile, the biggest CEOs earn 531 times more than the average American. That, of course, a record. If you were to go to the base causality of your reporting and the Great Divide, Tim, what would you point us to?
Well, I would point to several things. There is no one cause for this income trend. It's been going on for 30 years. One significant part of it is that our education system isn't producing high school graduates fast enough. Throughout much of the 20th century, the high school graduation rate increased and increased and increased. And in the 70s, it declined a bit and then leveled off. And the technological change required an ever more educated workforce. But starting in the 70s, the number of high school graduates were insufficient to meet that new demand, and that drove up the price of people with college degrees. You can't go to college unless you graduate first from high school. So that's a significant part of it. But there's another part to this income trend, which is concerns people at the very top, the top 1% that you discussed and the top 0.1%. This seems to be an entirely separate trend. It wasn't really We didn't really learn a lot about it until the beginning of the aughts, really. And we don't completely understand what's causing it, but it seems to be driven to a great extent by a phenomenal rise in Wall Street salaries and CEO salaries.
If you were to look at the greatest risk to the American people of not admitting this is going on and not trying to, and not intervening, what would you identify it as?
Well, I think that we're all becoming strangers from one another. I think that that we have an ever more rigidly class-based society. I think there's a huge amount of resentment. I think a great deal of the Tea Party protest is a kind of misdirected anger at the elites. It's directed at the most visible elite, which is politicians and the President of the United States. But I don't really think it's much more complicated than an anger at the elite.
Why? Because they were smart enough to create jobs and businesses and make some money on what they did? What do you do to the whole system, the free enterprise system? Unbridled capitalism is what the criticism is aimed at, and most people don't get the difference between what the free market is all about and what the capitalism that eliminates the free market by buying up all the competition. That's what that does. That's not free market. It's not the free market economy. Most people don't get that. Meanwhile, the reality is that bankruptcy filings have gone up 14% so far this year. The economy struggling to recover from this deep recession. The number of Americans filing for bankruptcy rises. Federal government's fiscal year 2010, which ended September 30th, 1.5 million non-business bankruptcy filings were processed. When does that stop? 21 after the hour on the countdown.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now, as we continue to overview the discussion debate, this is certainly not going to be the first or the last time you hear this discussed. It's interesting, when you go back to the Bill Clinton presidency, he used to talk about building a bridge to the 21st century. President Obama talks about laying down a new foundation. But there's a vagueness because of things like the debt. What's America going to look like in the year 2030 or in the year 2050? The economic identity, something to think about, though. And go back to the history of our country 100 years, 200 years, 400, 500 years ago. Agriculture was the major economic activity. We have had the Industrial Revolution that came in after the Agricultural Revolution. Now we're in the technical revolution. As things change faster and faster, what's the next revolution that influences the economy? We're thinking about, isn't it? We now listen in to a conversation held on CNN. Karen Chetry speaking with Nicholas Kristof from the New York Times. The current tax code and what it does to America is basically the summation of what I think we're going to get out of this.
So give me your argument in a nutshell about why the Bush-era tax cuts should not be extended for everyone.
Well, I think it's important to look at the backdrop, which is extraordinary inequality in this country and growing inequality. And frankly, the numbers kind of blew me away. From 1976, the proportion of American income taken up by the top 1% rose from 9% to almost 24%. And, you know, if you look at the classic, I travel a lot, of course, as you know, to the sort of banana republics around the world. What really struck me was at this point, the U.S. has greater inequality, economic inequality, than some of those classic banana republics like Nicaragua, Venezuela, Guyana. And maybe the figure that struck me the most was that over the last 25 years, 80% of the income gains in America went to that top 1%.
Why do you think, though, that the answer lies in the tax code? as opposed to programs that help bolster people who are struggling right now to even be considered middle class?
I don't think that the answer is fundamentally taxes. I don't think that, that this is fundamentally driven by taxes. But I do think that a tax break for the wealthiest 2% of Americans is something that is, A, unaffordable, and, B, would exacerbate that. And so I think it has to be in the background. For example, the top one-tenth of 1% of American taxpayers get a $370,000 tax break under if these Bush tax cuts are continued. And that $370,000 per taxpayer break, you know, is something that is clearly going to exacerbate that problem, even if it doesn't fundamentally drive it.
You talk about the backdrop, and the backdrop that keeps coming up is the fact that we're still dealing in 9.6% unemployment nationwide. Underemployment, of course, makes that number a lot higher. And so the GOP argument has been that this will hamper small businesses.
Both in economic theory and the history of tax cuts shows that you get a lot more bang for the buck when you cut taxes for lower incomes, because those people actually spend their tax cuts and it goes into the economy. With the wealthiest people, then they spend some, and so it would indeed create some jobs, but also a fair proportion ends up in savings and doesn't do anything. So if you want to create jobs, if that's the priority, and I think it should be at this time, then the way to do that is to stimulate the economy with jobs programs. You know, keep teachers, for example, from being laid off in states around the country.
The amazingly, annoyingly arrogant Nicholas Kristof from the New York Times. Is that too blatant? Is that too strident? He drips with arrogance with his, not to make fun of differences, but it just, he sounds like the way he thinks. How does his opinion have any more value than yours? And the studies, who comes up with these studies? Who pays for them? Do you ever wonder that? But he's from the New York Times, so that maybe explains some of it. Commentary from Bob Herbert: there can be no coherent conversation about deficit reduction if tax increases are off limits and the country is still at war. What say you about this? We'll get to the phones in the next half hour. It's 28 past the hour now on the countdown.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. 1 out of 2 American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when ExtendoVite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. and I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Wonders.
Top Radio Coast to Coast.
800-510-8255 around the country and around the world at the Talk Countdown talkradiocountdown.com, DougStefan.com. Clay Cohut will be along in a few minutes with some of your input from the various social media. You can use the Twitter account, twitter.com/talkradiocountdown. You can text us, 646-926-DOUG, email to doug@dougstefan.com, or just get to the phone, 800-510-8255. We're discussing the proposal for tax cuts and the debate about whether those nasty rich people are going to get away with not paying more taxes. The reality is, there's always, my accountant says this, there's always a way of finding a way around taxes if you understand the law well enough. And that's the insidious sort of cynical part of all of this. The debate goes on, but when the bills are passed, you know as well as I do that with hundreds and hundreds of pages in many of these bills, nobody reads them. Nobody knows really what's inside of them. So there are these little things that people stick in, slip in, put in, that changed the reality, and so gives the politicians something to argue about in a couple of years. They, oh, my God, look at what was in that bill. We never knew. And so the debate goes on. 800-510-8255. Here's some food for thought. Words to the wise. Henry David Thoreau said, it's not what you look at that matters. It's what you see. I see all kinds of political wrangling. A lot of people say the middle class is evaporating, and I think there is something to that. It is not necessarily because of these taxes. That's the simplistic way of looking at it. It's because the government is socially re-engineering things. If the government can control what you earn after you retire, that doesn't have anything to do with the tax system, or anything. It has to do with controlling you and your life. Why should it make any difference to the government if you've worked all your life and you're allowed to collect, allowed, there's that word again, $14,000, $15,000 in payments from Social Security, and then they tell you you can't make more than X amount of dollars? What is the, well, this is not a free country. How could it be free if you're not free to earn whatever it is that you want to earn, no matter what your age, right? Is there something to my comment? I think there's something to think about there. 800-510-8255. Okay, so here's Stuart Varney speaking with Donald Trump, who, by the way, thinks maybe he ought to run for president. Trump says the biggest problem with our economy is that China has too much power over us.
So what are you going to do about this? Obviously, we've got a trade problem with China. But we've got news today that GE is getting a $2 billion investment out of China. And news also today that Saginaw, Michigan is now, China is the number one employer in Saginaw, Michigan.
Sure, that's a tiny little place that is wonderful, but they're using that just to show how nice they are, when in fact they're not looking for our good. And they shouldn't be. They should be looking for their good.
What do we do about it?
And people that are very, very smart, what I would do,
yeah.
You have such a huge deficit with trade deficit with China. Their currency is artificially low. And see, we've fallen into the Chinese trap. We're now destroying the dollar in order to try and compete with them. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be keeping the dollar strong and stable, and we should tax Chinese products. And the people that talk about free trade, we don't have free. I'm a big free trade believer, by the way. But we don't have free trade with China. China is literally going to destroy this country. If we don't get smart quickly, China will destroy our country.
Now,
and they'll do it with a smile, and our people have no idea what's happening.
Now, President Obama looked like he was staking out a business negotiating position with the Chinese in advance of the big meeting that's coming up. How would you judge President Obama and his business negotiating skills?
Well, we've got the wrong people negotiating for us. Now, when General Electric, and they're very good friends of mine, they're partners of mine, they're great people, $2 billion is a drop in the bucket. Now, we'll get front page news, $2 billion, but we're losing hundreds of billions of dollars to China. We're rebuilding China. And in 10 to 12 years, China's going to make us look like small timers.
But if we do something dramatic vis-a-vis China, isn't there a danger that we just ignite a trade war at a very difficult time for the world economy?
Well, I'd love to have a trade war with China.
Really?
Because if we did no business with China, frankly, we'll save a lot of money. I mean, we're losing a fortune to China. There's no, when you talk about even trade, they've devalued their currency, totally devalued their currency. So I buy many products from China, and I will tell you, the American, and you know, because I have no choice, the American companies can't compete because they've devalued their currency. Now we've fallen into the trap. We're devaluing our currency in order to compete. What that's going to do is instability in this country. A loaf of bread is going to cost $20 pretty soon. A candy bar is going to cost $10. People are going to see. And look what's happening with oil, our lifeblood. Oil is going through the roof.
What am I going to, my Three Musketeers bar is going to cost, what, $3? Is that what he said? $10? Ooh, no. Donald Trump on the economy and China. 800-510-8255. What to do about fixing this? It's not really about taxes, although the debate, the surface debate is about taxes. It's about what to do with the economy, get people back to work, and what our relationships with various countries. You think that President Obama being in India and the large number of people there that could be buying our goods and services, you think that that's an important step in trying to get our goods spread more thoroughly around the world? 800-510-8255. Radio host Mac and Gatos discussing the possibility of the Democrats and Republicans compromising.
Everybody, your taxes are going up in 2011 unless Obama and the Republicans can act. Now, where's the compromise? Very, very interesting. Where's the compromise? But, you know, John Boehner, who I don't like. Do you like John Boehner?
See, I don't know that much about him, but so far he doesn't impress me that
no,
he
either.
Is going to. To me, he comes across as, well, it's my way or this guy's wrong.
Yeah.
You know, it's just there's no subtlety. There's no nuance there. You need a guy like Tip O'Neill. You need a guy like Newt. You know, for all the crap that I give Newt Gingrich, because I think he's a horrible human being, but he at least knew how to work with the other side. Yeah, he's a little skeevy, and personally he's a little.
So is every politician.
Yeah, basically. But Newt Gingrich knew how to work, and he and Clinton found common ground and worked it out.
Right. John Boehner, who I haven't been impressed with at all, he came out with that pledge. It was ridiculous. It was basically, we're going to work harder, we're going to try, and we're going to get things done. There was nothing really into that. This is what I want to see from the Bush tax cuts. I want to see everything extended. But I'm actually with John Boehner on this. You cannot, if you're the president, just extend these tax cuts for 1 year.
Well, I mean,
you cannot do that. It won't work. And listen to what John Boehner says, because I think he's, for the first time, he's, at least with me, he's right.
You can't have jobs in America when you have all this uncertainty coming out of Washington. And when you extend the tax rates for a year, you leave all the uncertainty hanging out there.
I don't know whether he can bridge the gap, though, with Obama and make things work. But I give him credit for here, too. He's exactly right. If you know for only another year
that things will
be not even good.
You're going to save for the next year.
You are going to do the same exact thing. You're going to do the same exact thing you have done for this past year, which we didn't think, because I think we told the story a couple of weeks ago, how I didn't think 2010 was. I thought 2009 was the worst year.
Everybody
I
said
had no
2009
idea.
Was awful.
I didn't know that 2010 for me personally, financially, was going to be harder than 2009. Imagine then my trepidation with, oh, I've only got a year left.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to save as much money as I possibly can,
right.
Which affects consumer spending,
yep.
Which affects
consumer confidence,
which affects the local economy as well as the national economy.
How about hiring people? If you know that your taxes are going to be cut for just 1 year, are you going to hire people?
Are you going to
get rid of them the next year?
Right. Are you going to invest in jobs?
No. The answer is no, you aren't. So they're right. That's a pretty good conversation. Much in there that we can chew on. Mac and Gatos talking about Boehner, and they're right about him, too. He is he's kind of a thug, although he cried a little bit. Okay, that's fine. He doesn't, maybe better put, he's not intellectually stimulating. And people say, well, why does everybody have to be intellectually stimulated? Well, you'd like to think that people could see through some of the surface arguments and get down to the nitty-gritty, because some of this stuff is pretty complicated. He's not a subtle guy. He doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy feeling. And they kind of write about Gingrich, too. He's a really scurvy kind of a human being, but smart and was able to get the job done. And get that sense about Boehner. Where are the real leaders? He only gets people that are Pelosi, too. She's lightweight. There's no real depth in leadership. Why is that? Is that just an overall comment on the political scene? And while we've had a couple of bad presidents and that kind of stuff, it's just the people that are undesirable or controllable by certain people are the ones that get into power and move ahead. I mean, I said that would change, wouldn't it? 800-510-8255. Your calls are next on The Countdown.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
And now for the bonus round. If time flies and money talks, what does wisdom do?
His taxes?
Correct.
Oh, yeah.
People who live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. What should they throw?
Parties?
Correct. Netflix now delivers movies instantly to your TV through what?
Oh, through Wii!
Correct! Woo! Netflix now delivers unlimited TV episodes and movies instantly to your TV through your Wii console. All for only $9 a month. See terms of use.
Never let your lips go naked. Instead, for healthier, supple lips, slip on something silky like ChapStick Moisturizer. Slide on something luscious and smooth like ChapStick Cherry. Or throw on something comfortable and familiar like Classic Black. ChapStick, hydrating formula for everyday protection. Because whether you're on a date or hard at work, healthy lips should never go naked. Join us on Facebook for even more lip service.
So, Lisa, mucus, what brings you to counseling?
Sinus congestion.
And she blames me.
You are mucus.
Well, did you ever think it's swelling due to nasal inflammation?
I assume.
Yeah, there she goes.
Mucus, please. It's more constructive to offer a solution.
Okay. New Advil Congestion Relief. It treats the real problem of sinus congestion with the strength of Advil and an effective decongestant.
Everyone feel better?
Much.
New Advil Congestion Relief. The right sinus medicine for the real problem. Use as directed.
What's your impression of all of this? 800-510-8255. Janet is in Seattle with a thought on the countdown. You get things started here. Janet, go ahead.
I believe that they should just keep it in place for the next 2 years and then decide what they want to do from there. I mean, right now our economy is still a fragile state, regardless of what anyone says. Everyone's promising additional tax cuts, and the reality of it all is that that's not going to happen. We can't have additional tax cuts. So why not keep these tax cuts in place and just wait and see where our economy is and then make a decision at that point? There's not going to be an additional tax cut. For anyone waiting for more tax cuts, it's not going to happen. Point, I believe we need to extend them. I just look at it like if you take this type of benefit away from the wealthy, they decide to move because they have the money to move, and they decide to move out of the country. Now you're losing taxable income that you could have had. You know what I mean? And we're at a point where we need as much taxable income as we can get right now. We're in such a deficit. Our economy is still fragile, regardless of what anyone says. And, I mean, we need what we can get at this point. It's not about, you know, who deserves it and who doesn't.
Huh. That's pretty interesting. Very thoughtful and provocative. We ought to extend the tax cuts for at least 2 years. Some people say three. Others, most of you here, are four or beyond. What do you think? You may disagree, differ with Janet or not. 800-510-8255. Here's James in Florida with something on his mind. Go ahead, James.
Well, I'm going to be the one who takes the totally crazy view that I haven't heard anyone else take. You know, when George Bush was president, he put forth the first $2 trillion budget in 2002 and the first $3 trillion budget in 2008. Obama just put forward a $3.8 trillion budget last year, and I assume the next one will be $4 trillion. We have a $13.7 trillion debt growing every day, and these tax cuts come out to $4 trillion over the next 10 years. $700 billion of it is for people making over $250,000. That's the one they always talk about. But $3.3 trillion is for people making less than $250,000. My view is that we need to put the tax rate back to where it was before Bush cut it, work on cutting our spending, and then we can go back to looking at tax cuts down the road once we get our spending under control. But you can't have a $4 trillion budget and a $4 trillion tax cut and expect this country to grow. We're just going to get into a deeper hole. We have to get that debt under control. You know, imagine if you're in a household, you know, you need to, and your debt is out of control. You need to cut your spending, but you need to figure out a way to raise your revenue too. The economy is not growing because we eliminated the tariff back in the 1980s, and we can't compete with these foreign countries who have basically slave labor. So imagine you're a company right now, and you're trying to deal with how much it costs to hire an American versus how much it would cost to hire a Mexican or an Indonesian or, you know, someone like that. It's not a real hard choice.
800-510-8255. What do you think the choices are, the best choices for you as this debate moves forward? Do the numbers work for you if you pay more in taxes, or if you find yourself paying less in taxes, you're going to spend that money to get the economy going? Frank, you're in Atlanta, and you're on the countdown.
We got to have the tax cuts. We must have the tax cuts. I've been investing in the stock market for 40 years. You've seen the stock market rise lately, and I think it's because of the anticipation of the tax cuts. We've got to cut spending, and we've got a Congressman, Tom Graves, who's going to lead the fight not only for the tax cuts but for the spending cuts. We've got to keep that capital gains low to be globally competitive. I think China's at zero. A lot of countries are at zero. We've got to keep that. We've got to give people an incentive to invest their money, and the only way to do that is to keep taxes low. I'm predicting a great boom in the stock market. I think the Republicans are going to cut spending, keep the taxes low. So I'm the most fired up and the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Good Lord, sir. That makes you happy. Here's Gloria in New Jersey, WTNJ.
People who make over $250,000 received the Bush tax cuts, the bank bailout, $600 billion from the Fed, and they're hoarding $2.25 trillion. I suggest that they hold it over Bush tax cuts over their wealthy heads until they provide jobs. If
right.
they want it, provide jobs.
Yeah. Hang by the neck until dead. or any number of those things. I don't know what it is about TNJ and VNJ. They're two different radio stations. Both of them carry this program. VNJ is the voice of New Jersey, and TNJ is nowhere even close to that. At any rate, you got my point. The focus is on whether or not this all makes sense, these tax cuts, and the debate about them. What's the news media doing to cover this? You feel like you know the whole story? We'll find out what your thoughts are there. Clay Cohen will have an update for us from online.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit One World Whey
Shepherd.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
What do you tell your children about these sorts of debates? If your children hear you discussing these matters, excuse me, how do you explain the things being discussed here being discussed in school, history, social studies, civics classes? How do people that are coming along, it'll be the next taxpayers, understand the system? And do they understand this debate? 800-510-8255. Ed is a Virginia caller with a focus on that good old flat tax plan. All right, Ed, go ahead, explain.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've really never heard anybody expound upon the possibility of a flat, straight across the board, 10%, 15% tax for everybody.
Are you talking about a sales tax or are you just talking about an income tax?
No. Straight across the board. If you make $100 a year, you pay either $10.
Why would you want to extend that which is confiscatory and has always been something that slowed down the economy? The income tax is very regressive. It doesn't do the job. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having this conversation, right?
Well, that could be. But
look into that. If you don't know about the national sales tax, look into that, Ed. I think listening to you, you'd be interested in it and find it of value. Jeremy, you're next on the countdown. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Doug, just a couple of quick points. Obviously, war creates a lot of debt for a nation, and, I think it should be a mandatory tax hike, which I'm not for taxes. There should be a mandatory tax hike attached to any proposal for war. I think that would prevent some conflict this country dives into. A lot of people would not support it if they saw a giant tax hike coming.
What a great idea. Great.
Also, China is buying up our gold mines. They're buying up oil fields all over the world. No one talks about this. No one sees this happening, and it is happening. And China is going to become the world power, and there's nothing basically we can do about it. And
well,
we're going to. I mean, we're not doing anything about it. And I guess my other point would be, okay, let's cut spending. Let's not give government benefits to illegal immigrants, such as welfare and food stamps. It's breaking the back of this nation.
Yeah, we spend a lot of money. We are always at war. The budget for the military-industrial complex goes up by billions every year. It's gone up $200 billion in the last 2-3 years. It is obscene. And we sit back and we roll over and we're full of fear because the news media plugs it because it's good for them. The advertisers that make all the money buy time on their radio and television programs. It's a vicious circle. 800-510-8255. Clay, what have you found in looking around the various social media, the Twitter account? What are people saying about the tax cut debate, per se?
I got a few comments here, Doug. The first one's from a guy named Jaz Durek, who says, I'm against all tax cuts, but I'm for equal percentages of taxes for all people on consumption and yearly income out of capital and earnings. I have no idea what that means. Here's another one from Elephant Club DC, who says, Obama claims he cut taxes during his first year. Why isn't anyone talking about extending his tax cuts? I'll tell you why, because they weren't cuts. And then this is the last comment I got, Doug, from Sean Kennedy, who says, extending the Bush tax cuts only for people making less than $250,000 a year would increase the deficit by a bit more than $3 trillion.
All right. Thoughts of yours coming to us online. Thank you. It's Howard, who's in Florida, next up with his thoughts on the countdown.
The real problem is that, in my considered opinion, there should not be confusion over the facts in this country. And because there is so much confusion over the facts, we get the kind of results we've seen in the last election. We're talking about the Bush tax cuts, and one of the callers called to say that she didn't understand that everybody was going to get a tax cut except for the wealthy, who were only going to be cut on their taxes on income over $250,000. There is no reason at this point that there should be any confusion at all about what the actual tax cuts are. And the fact that there is confusion is an indictment of the media, because it should be very easy for the media to explain that concept. And yet it has failed to do so. And that's how we get the results we get, because there is confusion about the facts.
News media, miserable failure. Paul in Kansas, you have the final word.
I think that the Republicans have spent the last 2 years doing absolutely nothing to help the American people, avoiding anything that would help for political reasons. And I think it's time Obama got political with them and just let these things expire. They won't get them to the middle class. Bush himself set these up to only last 10 years. Maybe we should let them expire. And if the Republicans want to live with that, it would be better for the economy if we had the taxes money coming in.
Hey, we ought to ask George Bush that in his book tour this week. Thank you. 59 past the hour on the countdown.